Bill Agler tells the story of his guided moose hunt in northern Idaho. They spotted the moose from their pickup truck on a Forest Service road. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
So I get out, and the guy says, okay, that's a shooter. Go ahead and take him. So I took one shot from my 300 Winchester Magnum that I'm using now, shooting a 185-grain burger bullet, and that moose took about, 10 steps, and he fell over. Well, that was pretty cool. So we go up and check the moose out, and he has fallen in some kind of blowdown wood and stuff. It's going to be kind of tough to get him out of there. The outfitter says, you know, this is going to be fun. I'm going to get that moose whole onto the back of my truck. He's got a flatbed truck. So I said, okay, well, the way he's going to do that, he gets out his chainsaw and starts cutting down all of this deadfall that's between the moose and the truck. He uses his in-reach satellite communicator to call a couple more people from the camp to come out there. And that's, in fact, what they do. He gets this moose, he guts it out, and they start hauling that thing down. Now, he probably weighs 700 pounds, but they start hauling this moose down. It's on snow, so it's not that tough. Pulls it down to the road. The moose is now, of course, higher than the truck. On the berm, he gets some more lodgepole pine, makes a ramp. And I'll be darned if they don't slide that moose down that ramp, puts it right in the back of his truck.
Ever had a moose burger? Well, Bill shared some of his with me, and it was divine. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.